USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Marusso reporting. 4 years before our Category 4 Ian wiped out parts of southwest Florida, the state's panhandle had its own encounter with an even stronger hurricane, Michael. The Cat 5 storm all but destroyed one town, fractured thousands of homes and businesses, and did some $25 billion in damage. With damage from Ian estimated at several times that, and the Fort Myers area beginning a cleanup that will be even larger than after Michael, the two areas are collaborating on a way forward as South Florida residents wonder what their area will look like in a few years. Mayor Greg Brodnicki and other leaders from a rebuilt Panama City traveled to the southwestern coast this week at the request of Governor Ron DeSantis to help officials plan a way forward. Keeping crews and trucks in the area to remove mountains of debris is job number one, says Brunicki. You can't fix anything until you get it cleaned up. Dr. Anthony Fauci isn't retiring, but he is stepping away from government after 5 decades of service. This week on ABC, Sunday morning, Fauci was asked about the day that former President Trump suggested injecting disinfectant into people. He says that he was at the White House but did not participate in that press conference.
As soon as I heard it, I said, holy f***, this is going to go bad. Why don't I bow out of this one?
Student debt relief beta program went online this week.
A beta test of the application for student loan relief went live on Friday evening, launching the Biden administration's sweeping program to cancel student debt for tens of millions of Americans. Borrowers will be able to submit applications for the student debt relief program and won't need to reapply if they submit their application during the test beta. For the USA Radio News Los Angeles Bureau, I'm Ellie Andrews.
This is USA Radio News.
You know, a lot of times you have to choose between something high quality or something that saves you money. But if you can get both, why not? Especially when it comes to health care. And that's MediShare. You get both. The typical family saves $500 a month switching to MediShare. And that's huge, but it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The customer satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. It's because MediShare works. It's been around for more than a quarter century, and members have shared more than $3 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge PPO network, so yeah, really, you could save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. If you're self-employed or part of the gig economy, or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. Here is the number you need. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Nike co-founder Phil Knight says he will do anything to block Democrats from keeping their hold on Oregon's gubernatorial seat Saturday. Knight, who's 84, has poured cash into the campaigns of Democrat Tina Kotek's opponents in the governor's race. One of the political cartoons after our legislative session had a person snorting cocaine out of a mountain of white, Knight told the New York Times on Saturday. He said, which of these is illegal in Oregon? And the answer was the plastic straw. While Democratic U.S. Senator Raphael Warnock fights to retain his seat and keep the chamber's narrow majority, Georgia's other Democratic Senator, John Ossoff, headed up to UNC Chapel Hill to sway North Carolina voters to choose Sherry Beasley. Beasley and Republican Ted Budd both want the seat soon to be vacated by retiring Senator Richard Burr, who decided 17 years in the office was enough. Ossoff explaining to the gathering on the college campus why he believes a Democratic majority is necessary.
I'm here because every seat in the Senate counts, and because elections have consequences, serious consequences for people's lives.
L.A. Dodgers manager Dave Roberts discusses the Dodgers' 5-3 loss to the Padres in Game 4 of the NLDS and his team's season coming to an end.
You know, the great thing about baseball is the unpredictability, and the tough thing about it is the same thing.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tony Marusso.
Wendy's new French toast sticks are so delicious, some are saying that they're better than their mom's breakfast.
Excuse me, did you just say Wendy's new French toast sticks are better than my breakfast?
Mom, is that you?
Answer the question.
I said some people are saying that, because they're so crispy on the outside and fluffy on the inside and perfect in every way.
Uh-huh. And what do you think?
I think it's time to tell people to choose wisely. Choose Wendy's new sweet and crispy homestyle French toast sticks.
That's still not an answer.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.